Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John, what happened to the Ozzy and Harriet segment?
That's right. They got the boot.
They got the boot for
John's birthday.
For my birthday, they got the boot. Christina has.
I have another video message.
Before we go to that, I just want everybody to know Christina has set this place up so beautifully with pumpkin cookies and carrot
pies. That's
right.
Pies and very autumn,
and dates and balloons and everything. And she's wonderful, wonderful. And I have some lovely healing crystals and a mala from both. Christina and I'll do the real name, Victoria.
Yes, me and Victoria were very in sync
versus
with our
Tor, but she's known as Tor over on 106. Yeah, that's what she's known.
Well, I have another message.
Don't turn to that now.
So I'm going to play it.
Victoria's here.
You thought I'm
going to play. I'm going to play another message.
It doesn't matter. It's still.
So that is from Brittany, and here she is again.
Happy birthday, Dad. We hope you have the best day. You deserve it. We love you so much.
That's
so that was Brittany with her
Tristan,
new baby.
With Tristan.
So that cracked me up when she sent that. So
that's cool.
So she got a message from him, too.
Now, Tristan is...
was born in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
August.
If we're trying to do some math. We're not,
5 months.
Not a strong suit.
He's 5 months.
John, why don't you give us a brief overview, I'm serious, of your family?
I like it.
Yeah, with your names.
Don't forget anyone, John. They're going everyone's listening.
Becky's my oldest, and she's married to Josh, and she has three children. She's my oldest daughter. She married Josh. She has three children, and she has Lucas, Noah, and Nate. Lucas is 8. Noah is 6. Five, and Nate is also a four-month-old. Nate was born a little before, so he's 5 and a half. He's 5 and a half. Then comes Megan and Rich, who Becky lives in Glenhead. Then comes Megan and Rich, and they have 2, Corey, who's 4, and Preston, who you heard before, and Corey's my only granddaughter. And then you have Brittany and Matt, who live in Glen Oaks, and they have Tristan, who's 5. So both girls gave birth within about two weeks of each other.
Okay.
Which is nice because they'll be close
cousins.
They all
live within range of
Glenhead, Port Washington, and Glen Oaks.
Yeah,
so it's 15 minutes in one direction.
That's a blessing.
It's a truth because we see each other
in this day and age is a very big blessing because people have their roaming situation.
It's the truth.
Well, I have one grandson just moved to Denver.
He called in for your birthday.
He
right?
did.
Right. I remember that. He called in.
Yep. But it changes the amount of contact you can have.
It's hard because phone call is one thing.
Yeah.
Seeing a person, I'm not a phone call person.
Yeah, neither.
You know, so you sit down, we have a nice conversation, and then I may not see you for 2 more months, but that's fine with me. Then we'll sit down for 2 months and have a conversation.
That's a phenomenon of today, too, is phone call person is less common than it used to be anyhow.
Right.
Quick communication with texting or email or...
And FaceTime is beautiful.
FaceTime.
Yep.
If you do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snapchat. I have my grandchildren.
Look at Otto.
Whoa!
Well, they do
He's I'm a fan of the dog filter, guys.
Frankly, I've very much encouraged seniors not to poo-poo technology, but to keep up with it so you can be
in
touch
that is so wonderful.
With young people in your family.
I was at Staples the other night. And I was getting a picture printed. And the man next to me was talking to the boy and trying to get something done. And he's explaining to him, he says, but this has to be able to get this done. And the kid is 17 behind the counter. The man next to me is 91.
Wow.
Because I'm listening to the whole conversation. He said to him, he said, son, not rudely. He said, when IBM introduced the first computer, within a week I owned one.
Yeah.
I know everything about what you're talking. It can be done. Right. He was explaining to the boy what you have to do in order to get it done for him.
Yeah. That's simply where age is not a factor.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He says, I'm not being rude. He says, I'm trying to help you out. You're saying it can't be done, but it can be. And I have no idea what they were talking about. I'm just listening to the 91 versus 17.
Wow. That's a very interesting point because I know young people that know a lot less about it than I do.
Right, okay.
And I'm not like a guru, but they just are not... Whatever the obstacle is that they have, they don't want to know.
Computer savvy. That's true, but it also takes some talent once in a while because I know some very smart people that can't find the handle on a hammer.
Yeah.
Right? I know some very, very brilliant people that they'll never pick up a tool because they have no clue. So it's a matter of just ability sometimes.
There's a logical mind, I think, that has to come into technology.
And I think you also have to want to, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and it's...
You have to want to.
Yeah,
right.
You have to. It's something like you have to actually be open to, and I'm glad, you know, that it really is becoming part of Project Independence for these Technology for the Terrified classes, and people are becoming, you know, I mean, you've been with the program forever. You've seen this shift of people slowly becoming more
much bigger. And I believe Project Independence, in a lot of cases, has contributed to... people making the move, if you will, to learn the basics and to keep up. You're going to be out in left field if you don't keep up.
No, and especially, you know, if you want to, you know, like a FaceTime, we were saying, I mean, the fact that you could FaceTime and see your grandchildren or your children, I mean, can open up in your world. I mean, how many seniors, I just saw an article my aunt actually had posted, that are just go a week without talking to anybody, like a full week having zero conversation with anyone. You know, and if you are using a technology, you're able to have that communication.
Some people dream of going a whole week without talking to anyone.
It's where the grass is always green, right?
Well, I think you know, I'm on the technology advisory committee for Project Independence. And one of the things, in a simple fashion, that I am trying to get people to do something about is to use a device like Alexa for somebody who's an isolated senior so they can use it for entertainment purposes. You know, Alexa, play me Perry Como, or Alexa, call my daughter, or Alexa telling you it's 3 o'clock, take your blood pressure pill, or all these different things. And or Alexa, give me the highlights of the news today.
No,
I think somebody who's
absolutely
isolated with their family in Oregon or wherever, it could be a very valuable, almost like a partner in the house. You know,
That's where smart technology comes in handy too. When you have your phone hooked up to your thermostat, hooked up to the Ring system, you can see who's outdoors.
Yeah.
You can turn on and off lights. It's very
convenient. There's a lot
of safety too.
Yeah. But the reality is, a lot of times, I don't think the seniors could set that up. So there has to be like almost like a charity or a group or whoever that is willing to go to homes, evaluate the situation, and provide technology that can be managed by that person.
Right, the kid's not overwhelmed. Because a lot of times people don't, because it is overwhelming.
Well, it's just too big. You know, they don't need
overkill. We have like TRI.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually we'll have a TRI of technology.
Yeah, well, that umbrella network that we've had on, you know, they obviously do home, you know, kind of assistance.
Okay.
But they also have part of it is a technology kind of component. And they're trying to gradually get more into that because that is, I mean, I know working for Project Independence, we constantly are getting calls. Like, is there anyone that can come help me hook up my computer, or there's something wrong? You know, so they just need like a one-on-one kind of thing. And I think it's a great idea for kids to do, really.
Peter tells me to stop when I'm on my computer. Don't touch. When he hears this, click, 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 click.
Stop.
Don't touch anymore. Don't touch. I'm coming over.
If it doesn't work the first 10 times you hit the button, the next 100 probably is not going to do it.
Well, that's like people on the elevator. You know, they want to go to the third floor and they hit the third floor button about 42 times.
Yeah.
You only have to hit it once.
We have another call.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm just calling to say hello and happy birthday to someone who is there in the office.
Why, thank you very much.
You know who this is?
No, I don't.
Really?
Christina?
I can't hear. I don't have headphones on.
There you go.
I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
I am your favorite daughter.
I love it.
Oh,
Brittany.
Your favorite middle daughter.
Oh, Becky. No, I didn't. Honestly, it's a little fuzzy, so I can't hear the voice. And I figured you weren't calling when I already heard Preston.
Sure.
No, really. He was on before, so thank you very much, my dear. How are you? I didn't expect to hear from you.
Well, I took a break from my crazy day. I wouldn't miss calling in to say happy birthday.
Thank you, my dear. I love you.
Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Good. I'll see you on Sunday anyway, definitely.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks, honey. Love you. Bye-bye. Wow, I didn't recognize the voice.
Now, which daughter was that?
That's Megan.
That's Megan.
Now, Megan works for Blackstone, and she did live in Long Island City, and she just bought a house in Port Washington. But all my daughters are very successful. I mean, they work hard. They're doing good.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got two wonderful parents.
No, so thank you.
Certainly testament to you and stuff.
That wasn't entirely fair because she did send in a recording.
That's why I didn't expect it to be hot.
I agree with you.
And honestly, this is her crazy time of year because she works. She leaves the office at 5 o'clock to be with her kids. That was the deal she made when she got pregnant, and they said fine because they wanted her. But then she comes home to be with the kids, puts them to bed, and then goes on the computer until 12:01 in the morning. Because it's payroll, it's all this stuff that she's, and bonuses and all this. You're going to go into November. Close to Thanksgiving, then she's fine. And then it's a regular job. Blackstone's a financial company.
Yeah, right.
They do a lot of real estate and different things.
But they don't have our newsletter.
No. They don't have a newsletter.
and a good newsletter it is.
And you know what? This is a quick story about Megan. She was going for an MBA, and not an MBA. She was going for human resources, a master's in that, and wanted to get a job because I was paying for an apartment. And she said, why should you be paying for everything? And she went and applied. They gave her a job. And this is 10 years ago. In that period of time she's been there, she's gotten 6 or 7 promotions.
Good for her.
Just, you know, out of the blue. I mean, like, sometimes you got to be in the right place at the right time, you know, and she got the job prior to graduating. If she waited till graduation, that job would have been taken, and who knows where she'd be. So sometimes you just got to go with it. You look.
Right.
Now we got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.